the mystery of the Trump assassination that almost was? Is there something deeper behind the assassination attempt on Donald Trump? A mystery that goes back to ancient times. This message, this video is going to open it up. Send it to everybody you know who needs to see it and needs to know. And stay tuned to the end. There's going to be another mystery concerning the place. Now, first, this is Jonathan Kahn, and I am on the road. I'm doing this through my cell phone. There's no technical stuff going on, so forgive the technical stuff, but I didn't want to wait to get this to you. Now, to not miss, to make sure you don't miss the prophetic messages that are going to come forth on this channel and get everything from me, hit subscribe. Quick update on the Dragon's Prophecy. The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days. It's coming out in about 30 days. So many of you have pre-ordered it that you broke in all sorts of records. It's gonna reveal things the media would never let out if they could stop it, if they could. An advanced glimpse, some of the titles, subjects of it, it's gonna open up the Dark Matrix, the Return of the Sea Peoples, the Beast, the Colors of the Apocalypse, the Red Dragon Prophecy, the Metamorphosis, the Mystery People, and much more. If you haven't ordered your copy yet, or for people in your life, a copy for them, this is the time. They could run out, but those who order now are going to be guaranteed, and you're going to be the first to get it. How do you get it? Just go to wherever you get, any place online where they have books, you can get it right now. They'll have it. All right. To get free gifts, updates, prophetic updates, see all my teachings, be part of God's purposes in the end times, just go to hopeoftheworld.org. The link's in the description. All right, I've been asked about something that's been going around that has to do with the assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life. And a verse in Leviticus, namely that the bullet grazed his ear and his ear was stained with blood. Now, a few things. We have to be careful. We can't just take everything as a message from God or a sign. And even if we do take something as a sign, it doesn't mean we know what it means. It was a bullet, not a person anointing him. It was his own blood, not that of a sacrifice. And Donald Trump is not the high priest of Israel. He's Trump. Yeah. On the other hand, there are those who dismiss everything to say it's not God, not a sign, no matter what. Well, they have to be careful as well. Unless something contradicts the word of God, unless you know something by God's spirit, how can you say dogmatically something is not from God or a sign? Be careful, lest you enter the same territory of presumption that you oppose. And you know, you can't put God in a box that he hasn't put himself in. He'll speak as he speaks, and he'll use what he uses. And God does speak through history, through life, through events, through symbols, and in context with his word. What happened on July 13th was unique. And to have the bullet just miss Trump's head by centimeters is striking. And to have it miss his head by seconds, turning, or a second, is striking. And to have it just touch his ear. And since the Bible does say something about blood on the ears, could there actually be something to this? Could God use a biblical sign of consecration to speak to a leader or a nation concerning consecration? Could it be? And if so, what might it mean for America and for us? We're going to open it up. I'm not speaking dogmatically or doctrinally, but I'm going to open it up so you can see it for yourself. In context of the word in the original language, what it could mean. The consecration of the priests. I was born a descendant of Aaron. And in the days of the temple, when the time came, I would need to go through this process or this rite in order to minister, in order to serve God, to be a priest. It is the ordination, a unique ritual recorded in Leviticus 8. It's written that the Lord said to Moses, take the Ayil HaMiloim, the ram of consecration. And it says, V'yakach Moshe Midamo. And so Moses took some of its blood, vayitain al tanuk ozen, and he put it on tanuk, the tip, ozen, of the ear, of Aaron, the priest, and his sons, ha-yimanit, the right ear. He took some of the blood, put it on the tip of the right ear of Aaron. Now, what happened to Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, where was the blood? Well, the blood was on his ozen, his ear. Where did the bullet hit? On the tanuk, the tip, the edge, means the extremity of the ear. Which ear did it strike? Ozen ha-yimanit, it says in Leviticus, the right ear. And now there was more to the ordination of the priest. And Moses was to put the blood, and it goes on, the original ordinance, the al-bohen, on the thumb, yado, of his hand, ha-yimanit, the right. He is to put the blood on the thumb of his hand, the right hand. The priest is to be anointed on his ear and on his hand, his right hand. Well, the bullet did not strike Trump's right hand, but wait, look what happened next. If you look at what happened, the first thing is that Trump raises his yado yimanit, his hand of the right, to his ozen yimanit, his right ear. So you have the hand and the ear, the tanuk ozen yimanit, the extremity of the right ear. He doesn't just raise his hand, he raises his boen yado, the thumb of his hand, ha-yamanit, of his right hand. He raises the thumb and his hand to the blood of his ear, which he said was gushing out all out. So undoubtedly, now it wasn't just his ear that was touched with blood, but his right hand. And the first thing that goes to it is the thumb of his right hand. Now, note in Leviticus, the order is, the blood is first on the tip of the right ear, and then second, it goes onto the blood, the blood goes onto the right hand. And that's exactly the order in which this happened. The right ear and the right hand. Now to show you one of the most famous pictures from what happened, what do you see? The blood comes down from Trump's ears, and what is prominent, right underneath, you see it, his right thumb. His right thumb, his bohen, ha-yimanit. It is even lit up by the sun. Now, this is one of the pictures that went forth throughout the world. I mean, one of the most famous pictures is right there. This was the event. The event took place publicly, before an assembly there and before the world. Now we might picture the anointing of blood on the priest to have been a private event, but the scripture says it is to take place, kol ha-edeh ha-chel. It will take place before all the congregation assembly, the assembled together. So the anointing of blood takes place publicly before all, just as did the placing of blood on Trump's ear and his hand. Takes place before an assembly, takes place before the world. But the consecration continues. Moses is to place the blood, va'al bohen raglo, on the big toe of his foot. Ha-yimanit, again, the right foot. The blood goes onto the priest's right foot. Now, there's no way this could happen as Trump had shoes on, but something happened. As Trump goes down, his shoes are removed. Now, when have you ever seen something like this happen? Yeah, now he says blood was everywhere. Blood would have dripped on the stage. Without shoes, stepping on the place where the blood had dripped, the blood could now touch his feet, even through his socks. And the order of the ancient consecration is, first, the tip of the ozen, yivanit, the right ear, the thumb, bohen, of yado, of the right hand, and the toe of the raglo, his right foot, yivanit. And that was the exact order of, that would have been the order of the blood on that day. And there's more. You see, in the same chapter, Aaron places the priestly garment, well actually Moses puts it on Aaron, but one thing is missing, the shoes. There's no shoes. The consecration of the priest takes place with the shoes removed. The removing or the absence of the shoes was part of the consecration of the priest. So Trump's shoes were removed. And if you look at there's a little glimpse of the actual words, it says, it's capturing, it's part of a sentence, it says, to his feet overturned, asking if he can get his shoes. He asked several times, can I get my shoes? His shoes were removed. When the blood was applied to the ear and the thumb and the foot, the shoes were removed, have been removed. The priest was shoeless. So Trump was shoeless when the blood was touching at every port. In fact, based on the biblical evidence and the rabbinical writings, The removing of the shoes was part of the ministering of the priest. From what we know, the priest became the priest without his shoes, and ministered God's purposes shoeless. And so it happened on that day. Now, this all happened on a Saturday, which is a Sabbath. Every Sabbath day, there's a scripture that is appointed from ages past to be read and chanted from the scrolls all around the world, in the synagogues of the world, the Jewish people. So it's an appointed word. It's appointed for, regardless. You can't change it. It's appointed for that time. What was the appointed word for the Sabbath? See, when this all happened, it was a Saturday. So it happened on a Sabbath day, July 13th, when it all happened. The Sabbath day was very important in the ministering of the priests. And so this passage opens up, what was it proclaimed? With one of the sons of Aaron, who was consecrated in that consecration, when Moses consecrated Aaron and his sons with the blood of it on his ear, his hand, and his foot, with the priesthood, is one of the sons of Aaron who had the blood placed upon him, and he is now returning to the place where the anointing took place, which is in front of the tent of meeting. And in that passage, on the time when Trump, the blood touched him, the priest, the son of Aaron, takes some of the blood of the sacrifice with his finger and dips it in the blood and sprinkles toward the front of the tent of meeting. His body touches the blood and his hand is again marked by the blood. So the appointed word for the day when this all happened to Trump, marked by the blood, is about the priest and about the blood and about the blood touching his body, touching his hand. Something else. After the priest is anointed with blood on his ear and his thumb and his toe, that the sacrifice with its blood is placed in his hands. And with his hands, he waves it. Now, after all this happened to Trump, he took his right hand that had touched the blood, and he waved his hand for the world to see. Of course, he was declaring resilience and defiance, but he was waving it. Now, what is the significance? The event in the scripture was the ordination or consecration of the priest. And only after going through this can the priest be set into his office, into his ministry. Notice when this event happened to Trump. It happened on the last Sabbath before the nomination of Donald Trump to the office of the presidency. The convention is to put its approval and nomination and ordain and set forth its candidate for the office of the presidency. But could God have also set his ordaining by replaying the right of the ordaining of the priest, setting them to take the office to begin their ministry? You know, in other nations, they don't call them presidents, they call them prime ministers. It happened only 2 days. This event happened only 2 days before the beginning of the convention. And, you know, the ordination of the priest actually took place over 7 days. So as though back then it would have included the time of his nomination in that convention. That would be all part of one flow. The blood in the priest, the blood and the dipping, the ordination, and into being set into office for their ministry. Now, so those 7 days, the convention would be part of that. And the entire convention, he was marked by the spot where the blood first touched him, the blood that had marked his ear, which in the ordination of the priest to the office, they would be marked through that time by the blood. In Hebrew, the name for what happened to the priest was called the Miloim, or the consecration. The blood was the blood of the El Hamalim, Miha Miloim, the ram of the consecration. Miloim is the consecration to serve. But it also means the word in Hebrew, it comes from, and a root word, malah, which means to the setting in place. It's used in the Bible for the setting of precious stones in their place. Comes from the Hebrew word male, which also means to confirm, to fulfill, to complete, to become complete, as in a completion. Could it be that this was about the completing of Donald Trump or Donald Trump's calling? That there's a completion yet to come, that something was missing that needed to be added to complete Donald Trump and God's purposes for his life. The priest was anointed with the blood on his ear, signifying that he had to hear from God. His ear had to be opened to God. Could God be wanting the ears of Donald Trump to be open to hear from him, to hear his voice? The priest was anointed with the blood on his hands, signifying he was called to do the will and work of God. Could it be that God wants the hands of Donald Trump to do his will and his work? And the priest was anointed with blood on his foot, signifying he was called to walk in the ways of God and not to the right or the left. And again, his shoes were removed, the priest, also Trump, that he would walk on holy ground. Could it be that God wants Donald Trump to walk in his ways, truly in his footsteps, not turn to the right or the left? Many people come to the Lord and closer to the Lord after they come to very close to death. I came to the Lord only because I was struck by a locomotive train. And in that moment, I called out to God and I was saved. And by inches, I would have been killed. And realizing that only inches separated me from eternity, I knew I had to give my life to the Lord. And I wanted more time before doing that. I was 19 years old, so I said, Lord, I'll come to you when I turn 20. And so on the night of my 20th birthday, as a man who had given his word to God, I ascended a mountain and went to the mountaintop, kneeled down on a rock, and gave my life to the Lord on my 20th birthday. Later on, I'm reading the Bible, and I read in 1 Chronicles 23:27, in the days of David, the age in which the sons of Aaron, the priests, everything we've been talking about, would begin serving the Lord was when they turned 20, as in their 20th birthday. I had no idea. And so my coming near to death was the beginning of my consecration to God. It was only that locomotive train that led me to serve God on my 20th birthday when I was born again. That's our consecration. Trump missed death by centimeters in a split second. A split second, a turn of his head. That's how close he was to death, and he knows it. Could it be that it was actually part of what God intends to be his consecration to God, and that the blood that marked his ear was for real, the blood of a real consecration? When President Reagan was shot, it led him to seek to live for the Lord, the days he had for the Lord. And many noticed what seemed to be a change in Trump at the Republican convention, as if he had been humbled, you know, without those days leading up to the speech in the beginning of it. And he said there, every single moment we have on earth is a gift from God. Could this be the beginning? Could this be the beginning of his completion, a true consecration, to be as the priests were, vessels of God's purposes, to truly turn his heart to God, to put everything away that's not God, serve him with all his heart. The consecration of the priest was part of a transformation, a spiritual transformation of God dedicating a person to himself and a person dedicating himself to God to be cleansed, to become holy, anointed for the purpose of God. And if so, could Trump even become, in a sense, a sort of priest as the president, you know, does represent the nation, the priest does represent his nation. And as believers, we're all to be priests. And to help, could it be to help bring a nation to God's will? The priest was to bring the nation to God, consecrate it to God. Could God be speaking to a nation like America that he wants it to return, to be consecrated to him? The blood of the consecration comes from the sacrifice. And the sacrifice of Leviticus are all shadows of Messiah's sacrifice on the cross. Trump can only be consecrated by the blood of the sacrifice Messiah. Pray for that. Pray that Trump, more than fulfilling his plan and his own plan, his own will fulfill God's plan and will, that he'll give himself to the purposes of God. Does he have to? No, he has a choice. That's why we need to pray. Does he have to become president? No, that's why we need to pray and vote. God has a perfect will and calls us to it, but we each have the choice to respond. Whether he becomes all God has called and fulfills that will be his choice. and the response also of God's people regarding all these as we pray and also as we vote. It may also be that a redemption, a turning, a consecration to the Lord may come to this nation through the shedding of blood. We shall see. But we must pray for the election, pray for this nation. One more mystery concerning where it all happened. It could have happened anywhere. If it was dependent on the Secret Service, Trump would be dead today. You know, and he himself said, God, it was the grace of God Almighty, the only thing that saved me. Now look at this. This is the split second before the shot, and then the shot. Look at where the bullet would have gone. But then Trump turns his head at the split second. And look at these things. I mean, this is real. It was that close, it would have changed history. He was saved by centimeters and milliseconds, or the last second. A last minute or last second turn of his head. Is there anything to where it happened? It happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. Anything to that? It would seem that it doesn't sound like there'd be anything to that. Butler doesn't sound, but wait. The word butler, is there something to it? The word butler comes from the old French word bouteiller. Bouteiller means the cup bearer. The cup bearer. The cup bearer is a biblical word. The Bible speaks about this. And that's what butler means. A word that appears in the Bible, in the Hebrew, it's the word mashkeh. In the original King James Bible, Joseph interprets the dream of the one that it calls the butler. But it really means the cup bearer. That's what it means. It's the word is mashkeh. Butler means the cup bearer, the mashkeh. But what is the cup bearer in the Bible? The cup bearer was connected to a king or ruler. What happened on Saturday was connected to a king or ruler, a leader. The cupbearer was to bear the cup, but why? More than any other reason, the cupbearer was there in the event of an assassination attempt on the king or ruler. He was there to prevent an assassination attempt, or to prevent the assassination attempt from being successful, to prevent somebody from killing the king or the ruler, as in those days, poisoning. The cupbearer. We'll see some quotes here to put up about cupbearers. It says, once is a food tester interposed between the target and assassin. Another one speaks to the cupbearer, says the king could rely on his loyalty and trust him. And also, monarchs were paranoid about attempted assassinations. Another reference on this cupbearer, the person to whom the food is given, for the threat of assassination or harm. So the cupbearer was the one charged to protect the king from an assassination attempt. And that was the name of the place of where the assassination attempt took place means the protector against the assassination attempt. The butler, the cupbearer, the protector against the assassination of the ruler. Those who were assigned in the natural to protect Trump from assassination, they failed. And it wasn't just that Trump happened to turn at the exact moment and the bullet happened to graze his ear, centimeters, but the name of the place testifies it was not by chance. It was by the hand of the one who fulfilled what the cupbearer was to fulfill. There was a hand. The cupbearer is an intervention, is a person. There was a hand that intervened, bearing witness, in an assassination attempt. That is the cupbearer, the assassination of a nation's ruler, which is what it would have been. But because there was a hand that protected him, that took the role of the cupbearer, the one who did it, the attempt, Trump was not saved by the Secret Service or the United States government. Trump was saved by the hand of God. And what happened after Trump's life was spared, he went down and the Secret Service kept him down. Now the reason in the natural was for protection, but what happened was he went down on his knees. He was forced down on his knees. His face was bowed to the ground. The king of this land was bowed on his knees, his face to the ground. Sounds real biblical. God is over all kings. God is in charge of kings, and God humbles kings, and God brings kings to himself. He raises them up and he puts them down. Trump would have been down. Trump is alive because of the hand of God. And what he said is true. Every moment we have on earth is a gift from God. And he was only saved by the grace of God Almighty. So as the word says, let us redeem the times. You know, we are only, that happened to him. Well, you know what? Our lives are only by a split second from eternity, because every heartbeat is just one heartbeat from being gone. We need to make the most of our time, as the Bible says, let us redeem the time. For God and his purposes, God saved his life. God's heart is to save. Let's pray and work for the salvation of the lost, to spread the gospel to all people that we can in the time we have. And let's pray that Trump will truly know the Lord and his ways, that the one who leads America will know that, and that the purposes of God that he has for him and this nation will be fulfilled, that his ears may be fully open, that his hands will serve God's will, that his feet will walk in the path of God, the way of God, that he'll be transformed, consecrated, and anointed. And we need to seek the God's hand on this nation, to save as many as he will save for the purpose of God. We need to touch every part and realm of this world and this nation to vote. Register to vote. Who sits in the White House is also our choice. If every believer voted, it'd be a very different America. But beyond all that, we need to pray for revival. We need to pray. The only thing that's going to save America is not any party or man or government, but the hand that saved Donald Trump. Only God can save America, and only by revival can America be saved. And that can only come about by the true high priest, the one who offered his own life as a sacrifice, and whose blood came down his head on the cross, undoubtedly to his ears and his hands and his feet, as he died on the cross as the high priest offering up the sacrifice. The one, our true high priest, Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, the only hope for anyone, the only hope of America and for all of us. And remember, no matter who it is that sits in the White House, we know who it is who sits on the throne and rules above all kings. And no matter what the future holds, we are called to be his priests for our generation. Consecrate your heart to God and your life fully for God and his purpose. Walk in holiness. Whatever you need to do, do it. Whatever you need to stop doing, stop doing it. And to walk, consecrate your ears to hear his voice, what is holy and not what is not. Consecrate your hands to do his will and not what is not his will. Consecrate your feet to walk in his way and not what is not his way. Turn away. Priest of God, consecrate yourself to God. Be cleansed. God will anoint you and use you as a vessel of honor to do great and mighty things that he's called for your life. Now, before some last important things, let's pray. Lord, we just ask your hand on Trump, on the leaders, on all leaders, and Lord, on America. Let there be revival. Whatever it takes, let there be revival, and let revival begin with each of us. Father, have your way in the name of Yeshua, Messiah, our priest. Okay, now some last things. Okay, watch out very soon, because I'll be putting up a prophetic message and revelation about this coming election, the mystery behind it, behind the leaders of our time, some amazing, very stunning things, even the mystery of Donald Trump. And make sure you don't miss this, the messages here, to not miss them on this channel. Hit subscribe. Send this message to everybody who needs to hear it or see it. The Dragon's Prophecies, about 30 days. Get your copy, or for people in your life, go online, and wherever books are, they'll have it. To get free gifts, prophetic updates, see all the teachings, all my teachings, and be part of God's purposes in the end times, go to hopeoftheworld.org. The link's in the description there. I'm going fast. And until then, because the battery is running out here on everything I have here in this hotel room. Until next time, this is Jonathan Cahn saying, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Shalom.
Is there more to the world than meets our eyes? Another realm that's transforming our world at this very moment? Is there an ancient vision that unlocks what is really happening to our world and tells us what is yet to come? A dangerous force from ancient times that is now operating in the world and determining the course of world events. Did a 3,000-year-old mystery actually foretell the invasion of Israel by Hamas, down to the year and even the exact date? Is there a secret to the book of Revelation that reveals what is taking place right now? After 8 New York Times bestsellers, Jonathan Cahn now releases his newest stunning blockbuster, The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel the dark resurrection, and the end of days. For the first time ever, Jonathan Cahn will open up end time prophecy to reveal the mystery behind the end of the age and what is now happening before our eyes, even the hidden keys to victory in light of what's coming, and how to overcome the dragon. The Dragon's Prophecy will reveal the long hidden secret of the last days, the dark resurrection, the colors of the apocalypse, the return of the sea people, the Black Sabbath, the inverted angel, the 2315th day, the beast, and much, much more. What does the future hold? What do you need to know? And what about the dragon? Just when you thought Jonathan Cahn's books couldn't get more explosive, comes The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days. It will change the way you see the world. It will open your eyes and blow your mind. The Dragon's Prophecy, the book you can't afford not to read. Available everywhere books are sold.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Cahn, and I hope you are blessed with the video. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and tap the bell icon so you're notified every time a new video is posted. Feel free to share your reactions with your comments and how you were blessed, and share this video with your friends. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.